I'm recording into Audio Boom despite having lost 20 plus minute audio yesterday, which properly did my head in because it hasn't happened for a very long time. Nevertheless, this isn't massively important. This is my first impressions of the Capture audio wristband, which you'd think I'd do it into the Capture app, but I never know if I'm going to get 1 minute or 2 minutes recording time. I just tried to do something and it cut off. If you're not aware of the Capture wristband, this is a wristband that is meant to be recording in the background, and then you tap it twice and it saves the previous 60 seconds. I can think of an awful lot of uses of a device like this. I was thinking about, you know, wearing it in the street when you're working as a photographer, and should something be said to you that you think is not necessarily right by a person in a position of authority, be it security guard or police officer, you have documented evidence, at least in audio, of what was said. I'm sure there's loads of jovial and fun uses as well, recording your kids and people in the office saying things they probably shouldn't, and then obviously not blackmailing them for that. So it's going to be interesting to see the behaviour that evolves around a device like this. My first thoughts are kind of bittersweet and tainted by the fact that I've ultimately now had to pay over £100 due to all the taxes and everything that are involved, because I guess it's a rookie error on behalf of the company and the way that they label the outside of the packaging. But the amount of tax was almost equivalent to what I believe the device is worth in itself. So you've paid, you know, way over the odds for what is the first iteration of a piece of hardware, and I'm sure is going to be greatly improved upon, and yet, and I just wouldn't have paid that, so I feel like I've been ripped off, albeit by British government, but I always tend to blame the people who do the packaging and send it out. So we'll see what happens. I'm sure other people have been stung as well. So trying to put that aside, it's very hard because I didn't have any excitement opening the box, which I normally have excitement. I've been excited about this for a very long time, and I'm trying to get over my angst. So I'll just swallow that and give a kind of an honest opinion of the out-of-the-box experience of a device like this. I told you I'm excited about the possible uses of this. I'm looking at it and thinking, well, there's a microphone on the side of my Apple Watch. Could the Capture app on the Apple Watch not do exactly the same thing? Well, probably yes, but maybe it'll come from another company, because I'm imagining Capture's business model is selling the hardware and the background. You know, there'll probably be bolt-ons and upgrades to the online storage. I don't know what the business model is yet, so we'll see. So here I am, invested in a piece of technology. I'm not too sure on what the future business model will be. Hope it's not recording continuously in the background and just, for, you know, kind of selling it off the back to Google. I'm sure they're not. Open the box, a very nice looking box. I've seen it a million times on Twitter because I follow Capture and they've been going on about the packaging as they've been packaging and posting things out. A few simple objects inside. Clip case, which you can clip the Capture device off the wristband and onto a backpack strap or your pocket, is came separately. Interesting. Is it worth $25? I'm kind of on the fence about that. It is well made. It looks like a good strong clip, and it has metal and kind of rubberized plastic in as well. That's the clip-on accessory. Instructions, a very small card, which is always nice to see. They're telling you can get the app on Google Play and on iOS, and that there is literally a four-step process. Step one, charge for 30 minutes. Step two, get the app. Step three, pair by tapping the device three times. Step four is literally the instructions. One tap is no action because we bump into things a lot. Two taps saves the previous 60 seconds of audio. Three taps turns the device off and on. Four taps turns on the Bluetooth discovery mode. Sorry, not three taps, four taps for the Bluetooth discovery mode. Already forgotten those simple instructions. Mine's charging at the moment. It's probably done about 30 minutes. Don't like the charge cable. I just don't like one use charge cables. The Fitbit one did my head in. there's nothing more annoying than, oh, I'm going away, I need the charger for this and the charger for that and the charger for that and the charger for that. And you end up carrying more cables and devices. And then you've got to, you know, try and juggle your charging, all of your crap. Obviously, you might go, well, you don't need all of this tech crap. Just go away without it all. You're right. And I do understand that side of things as well. And having extra charge cables for everything just kind of nurtures that. You know, there might be a reason for it. Micro USB is being used by an awful lot of people, and we always carry at least one device, two devices, three devices that requires that. I must have about four, including my Bluetooth headphones and whatnot. Why could they not have accidentally made it induction charged so that accidentally the Apple Watch charger would work as well? Obviously not to infringe on any of the epically held onto patents that Apple has, but I'm sure they don't hold the patent for induction charging. I've had an induction charge watch for a long time, and they're just the fact that they've got a kind of slightly domed concave is the actual charging lead that you drop the iPhone into. Couldn't they have done something that at least fit roughly? Maybe the development happened way before, but it's a funny little cable. So that aside, it feels relatively well made. The strap, that was some my capture clip. Another micro USB has just finished uploading images from the 1984 symposium yesterday. So it's still a red light on the front. I'm guessing it's not fully charged, so I'm going to leave that charging and then take a photo of it. Or might take a photo of it now while it's charging, so you can see the ridiculous cable. I banged on about that enough. And this is then to be worn on the wrist or on the clip. And I've got a picnic to go to later on, so maybe I'll wear it and share some lo-fi audio. The audio quality in the app is great. I really like the app, despite it being flaky and not very intuitive. You know, you don't have a choice of very easily just quitting and deleting a clip. It wants to upload it to the cloud, and then you have to delete it, which makes you feel uncomfortable. I have voiced a few of my opinions on how I think the app could be better. I like the 2-minute limit, actually, even though it cut me off and I got upset by it a moment ago. Will the quality of the microphone and the file size be upgradable later on? Because the stuff I have heard recorded in the feeds at the moment hasn't impressed me. It sounded a little bit like telephone audio, bad telephone audio, and there's no reason for that. There's some interesting Indiegogo wireless Bluetooth microphones and devices out there right now, and they are broadcast quality. I'm interested in broadcast quality. If it is a little bit scratchy and naff, then I'll just use my phone to record. In the same kind of vein, somehow you can use, you know, your headphone cable as a remote control on some devices, and this, that, and the other. So we'll see. It could be that this is early days, and lovely software and firmware updates will enable this device to improve over a period of time. Will I be able to forget the cost, you know, the initial $125 for the wristband and clip, supplemented, that big bolt-on, so ugly I don't even want to talk about it, is not the price you may pay should you be living outside of the United States, so please be warned. I'm shaking off my bitterness, and that is my first take before I've even recorded any audio with the device. Maybe I'm just going to be all jovial and over the moon a little bit later. And those of you listening to this all the way to the end, obviously passionate about audio and really enjoy capturing and sharing of the audio. And this will be a device I believe you are particularly interested in. So let's see how it goes. I'd love to hear your thoughts.